a very dangerous game.
In addition to which, it's going to cause Noboru Wataya a lot of trouble. So if I just throw in my hand, he'll put me in touch with Kumiko. Ushikawa nodded again.
That about sums it up.
I took a swallow of beer. Then I said, First of all, let me tell you this. I'm going to get Kumiko back, but I'm going to do it myself without help from Noboru Wataya. I don't want his help. And you're right about one thing. I don't like Noboru Wataya. As you say, though, this is not just a question of likes and dislikes. It's something more basic than that. I don't simply dislike him. I cannot accept the fact of his very existence. And so I refuse to make any deals with him. Please be so kind as to convey that to him for me. And don't you ever come into this house again without my permission. It is my house, not some hotel lobby or train station. Ushikawa narrowed his eyes and stared at me from behind his glasses. His eyes remained motionless. As before, they were devoid of emotion. Not that they were expressionless, but all that was there was something fabricated temporarily for the occasion. At that point, he held his disproportionately large right palm aloft, as if checking for rain.
I understand completely,
he said.
I never thought this would be easy, so I'm not surprised by your answer. Besides, I don't surprise very easily. I understand how you feel, and I'm glad everything is out in the open like this. No hemming and hawing, just a simple yes or no. Makes it easier for everybody. The last thing I need as a carrier pigeon is another convoluted answer where you can't tell black from white. The world has too many of those as it is. Not that I'm complaining, but all I seem to get every day are sphinxes giving me riddles. This job is bad for my health, let me tell you. Living like this, before you know it, you become devious by nature. Do you see what I mean, Mr. Okada? You become suspicious, always looking for ulterior motives, never able to put your faith in anything that's clear and simple. It's a terrible thing, Mr. Okada, it really is. So, fine, Mr. Okada, I will let the doctor know that you have given him a very clear-cut answer. But don't expect things to end there. You may want to finish this business, but it's not that simple. I will probably have to come to see you again. I'm sorry to put you through this, having to deal with such an ugly, messy little fellow, but please try to accustom yourself to my existence at least. I don't harbor any ill feelings towards you as an individual, Mr. Okada, really, but for the time being, whether you like it or not, I'm going to be one of those things that you can't just sweep away. I know it's an odd way to put it, but please try to think of me like that. I can promise you one thing, though. I will not be letting myself into your house again. You are quite right. That is not a proper way to behave. I should go down on my knees and beg to be let in. This time, I had no choice. Please try to understand. I am not always so reckless. Appearances to the contrary, I am an ordinary human being. From now on, I will do as other people do and call beforehand. That should be all right, don't you think? I will ring once, hang up, then ring again. You'll know it's me that way, and you can tell yourself, oh, it's that stupid Ushikawa again, when you pick up the phone. But do pick up the phone. Otherwise, I will have no choice but to let myself in again. Personally, I would rather not do such a thing, but I am being paid to wag my tail. So when my boss says, do it, I have to try my best to do it. You understand.
I said nothing to him. Ushikawa crushed what was left of his cigarette in the bottom of the cat food tin, then glanced at his watch as if suddenly remembering something.
Oh, my, my, my! Look how late it is! First I come barging in, then I talk you to death and take your beer. Please excuse me. As I said earlier, I don't have anybody to go home to. So when I find someone I can talk to, I settle in for the night. Sad, don't you think? I tell you, Mr. Okada,